Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Figure It Out. If you have not been active on Instagram this week, then you probably missed the fact that I deleted my Instagram. And I know this was a shock to most of you who saw it, and I know that there's probably some explaining I have to do as well. But I'm just gonna read what I posted before I deleted my account. I posted it up for about 2 hours, and I felt that was good enough time to, spread the news of why I'm leaving and why I decided to leave. And then I couldn't wait. I could not wait more than that to actually click the delete link on Instagram. So in case you missed it, here it was. Social media used to be the most amazing tool to connect with one another, entertain, educate, have fun, and distract ourselves from our daily lives. I've made some of the most amazing friendships here that I will forever cherish. However, today, Instagram has become the most toxic platform. Every swipe and scroll is drama, negativity, disgusting, and just unpleasant. As much as I try to post positivity, inspire, educate, and connect with you guys in a light way, it gets drowned. I know to so many of you, it seems that having a large platform is quote-unquote goals, but with that comes a lot of responsibility. And unless you're in it, you would never understand. It's not as exciting as some of you think. I promise, just focus on yourself. I know in my heart of hearts that I have the most amazing followers and supporters who have been with me from the beginning of time. You watched me grow from a makeup artist to a salon owner to a cosmetics brand owner. And during that, a single girl now married with three kids, and I'm so grateful for you. Unfortunately, not everyone is going to be happy for you, and I totally get that this comes with the territory, but this territory has become a dangerous and exhausting place I don't want to be a part of anymore. I have decided I will no longer have my personal account on here. I will be solely focusing on my business pages. If you would like to continue to support me, please do so on LC Cosmetics and Essentials. This may come to a shock to some of you, but I've been debating this for over a year now. I cannot have social media consume my life anymore, not in this way. I wanted to share this message with you so you don't wonder where I am and what's happened to me. I'm fine, doing well, and relieved. I want to be free, focus on my life outside of social media, my husband, my kids, their school, their extracurricular activities, my work, me. Will I be back at some point? Maybe. Depends on what turn Instagram takes in the future. Meanwhile, farewell, friends. I'll miss you. Now, I'm going to go into all of what I said a little bit deeper. Those of you who have been following me for a long time know that before Instagram, I was pretty big on Facebook. I've always taken advantage of the social networking tools. I had just started doing makeup when Facebook was becoming popular. And I had about 100,000 fans, and on my personal page, I would literally accept every single request that would come my way because I was always also using my personal page to feed into my business, just like how I did with Instagram and my personal page and LC, you know. And so I've been in this game for quite some time. I want to say close to 15 years. And then as soon as Instagram came along, I jumped onto Instagram. And I kind of like let Facebook go. Facebook died out, and you know, Instagram was the place to be. And again, it started to be the most popular tool. I rapidly grew on it because of the industry I was in. I was doing makeup, posting my makeup looks, gaining clients in this way. I started booking my students for my seminars and my courses, and started selling out those tickets a year in advance. And I'm grateful for that platform. To say that, you know, I don't appreciate what I had is not true. Am I gonna miss deleting such a platform out of my life, especially when I was close to 1 million followers? Maybe. But it came to a point where you know, it's like I always tell people around me, you know, you gotta love what you do. You gotta love what you do. You gotta love the job you have. You know, the 9 to 5 that you go to, unless you love it, you're not gonna be able to do it. You're not gonna be happy. And same went for makeup. When I was doing makeup, 12-hour days, no lunch breaks, waking up 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, not taking a single break. If I didn't love that as tiring as it was, I would not be able to do it for 15 years. With that said, being an influencer is a job. It's a full-time job, and it's a job that has no rules. It's a job that has no limitations. It's a very sporadic game field, and you know, you can be sharing anything from your life to makeup tips to food tips, and these things don't make us an expert. It's just, you know, we are trying to give insight to our life on social media besides the craft that we have, which for me was makeup. That said, I have been sharing my life with the world for the past 15 years, from Facebook days till now. And it definitely had its great moments. It made me who I am. I don't want to say personally, but in my career, it made me who I am. And without it, I don't know if I would be able to grow to the extent that I did and accomplish all the things that I did. But I knew how to use the platform for good. And it's, you know, some people sometimes say, well, you didn't have to share your personal life with it, even though it was a personal account. But I have to tell you, I mean, how many accounts do you follow where, you know, you follow an individual who has a business and you're just like, I wonder what her life is like. You know, what is her morning breakfast routine? Does she work out? Is she a mom? Is she not? And you connect in this way. The connection on social media today is more than ever before. I don't ever remember responding back to comments 10 years ago as much as I did today, because today we're trying to connect with our true followers and let you guys know that although we have a business, although we have a big platform, we are one and the same. You know, we just have different jobs, and mine is out there on social media and yours maybe not. And so connection was the key in having a successful platform. And with connection comes sharing a lot of yourself. I have enjoyed sharing a lot of myself, my family, my life with you guys. But it was starting to become a very toxic platform. And when I share this, oh my God, I cannot even tell you the hundreds and hundreds of messages that were coming in. And at some point, I sat there and I started to respond to every single person because I individually wanted to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the support. Thank you for the support now, even as I'm leaving. And the majority of the feedback was, we totally get it. It has become a toxic place, even for me. And it's someone with, you know, just not a big account, just a personal account. And even if you have like a small account with 50 followers, I mean, you see what's happening on social media and you scroll and it's just, even my newsfeed, I'm like, I'm not asking for this stuff. Why does it keep coming up? You know, I'm scrolling and watching a burglary, scrolling and watching someone get beat up, scrolling and watching, you know, drama. It's just, it was, I mean, that's all we're seeing now. And I mean, I don't even know how the algorithm works, because that's not what I want to see. And I am brought this because obviously those type of videos are getting more attention than some sort of happy, fun, you know, whole video. I get it. As Instagram, it's doing this thing. And so I just, people understood. All the DMs, they understood. And I have to say, I'm very grateful for you guys, and the support, even as I'm leaving, was, oh my God, we're gonna miss you, but I totally get it, and good for you, good for you. And I have to say, I even got DMs right away from some of the biggest influencers that you guys are, you may be following, with large platforms, huge, who DM'd me saying, this sounds like a good idea. I like it. I'm thinking about it. And I was like, wow, yeah, it's not what it used to be anymore. And it, you know, validated my thoughts and feelings, because I know I'm not the only one, whether a small account or a large account. Influencers are feeling this way because there's a lot of pressure. You know, I didn't ask to
have the following that I did because I know something more than others. I grew strictly because of my skill in makeup. Makeup is what set me on this platform and helped me grow on this platform. It was not politics. It wasn't my thoughts and opinions on things. It was my craft that helped me grow on this platform. And then once you are at the stage I'm at, now you have a responsibility. You have a very large responsibility to now share political views, mental health views. I mean, just everything that's happening in the world, you have a responsibility to share. But a lot of times I hesitate because, first of all, I'm not expert. I don't know enough in the political sphere. I don't know enough about a lot of health issues that are going on. I mean, the things that I do know about, the things that are factual, like I know my culture's history. I know what like Armenians went through, and I will be loud about things that I know for sure. And then it was so scary to share about other things that are happening in the world. I know there was a particular instance I'm talking about where I shared something that was on the news that I saw. I was like, oh my God, what's happening in this country? And the amount of hate, I want to say this is like a year ago. It was horrible. I mean, life-threatening hate. And I was like, oh my God, I did not mean to put down this other country or this other culture. Like, I don't know enough. And it's honestly, all the influencers have all this pressure on them because we don't know enough. We try to educate ourselves. And even then, we take time to study and educate and understand what's happening. And when we take that time, it's like, you're not talking about it, you're not sharing. And that's why I am sure most of you guys have noticed a lot of influencers stay quiet about a lot of things. It's not because we don't have opinions or don't want to show support. But the amount of hate and life-threatening messages that, comes our way is just emotionally and mentally draining, exhausting, hurtful. And that's why you'll see a lot are not sharing, because there is no agree to disagree anymore. There's no difference in opinion. We're all polarized in every aspect of everything that's going on in the world. And that is a lot of pressure. That is a lot of responsibility as an influencer. And yes, do I use my voice when I need to and when I want to? I do my best. I do my best to be the best influencer, quote unquote influencer, I can be. But we are also human. We also don't know enough. And again, we did not ask to be on this platform to have opinions and, hurt people that have a differing opinion from me. That's not my responsibility. And so, I mean, a lot of people may disagree to that and say, you have a voice, you have to use it. Yes, but unless you've been in these shoes, you don't really know what it comes with. And so that's one really big thing. But I don't know if it was COVID. I don't know if it was people being on their phones more, and it was, I feel like during COVID, it was a good time. Like, it was such a great way for everyone to connect. Everyone was connecting because most people are on their phone. But then something happened. We spent too much time on our phone. And now we are not afraid to give our opinion to others without criticizing them, without being rude, we forget there's humans on the other side of this platform. And I am very cautious about how I respond and what opinions I take and what I am loud about. Because again, it's not a fun place to be. It's a scary place to be. So I promise you, I'm probably speaking to the majority of the influencers happening right now. It's not because they are tone deaf, and I hear this word a lot. It is because it's not about losing followers. I know, like, oh, you're afraid to lose followers. I've seen that and I've heard that. You guys, I promise, our mental health is more important than losing followers, gaining followers, clout, all these words that are flying around. The mental health of these influencers and people following and just everyone is at an all-time low. And I do my best every single day, and I made a decision that, I am going to be the place people visit to uplift them, you know, a tip, a trick, a hack on beauty, organizing, outfits, my kids, you know, some people look forward to nothing on my social media except my kids, and it's the most adorable thing, and I'm so thankful for you guys. I even know that there's people that I've met, older men that I've come across, and one time a man said to me, he lost his wife, I want to say a year and a half ago. He said to me, me and my wife would open our phones every single morning to watch your kids. This is how we start our day. In bed, she'd open your Instagram and we'd watch your kids. We love your kids so much. And his wife, unfortunately, had passed away from cancer. And he said, please don't stop posting. It's like when I'm watching you guys, I'm remembering laughing with her. And I get emotional. I could cry just talking about this. And, you know, it's an older man in his 60s. I'm like, wow, this is, you don't really know the impact you have on people until they're sharing it with you. And that's just one of hundreds of stories that I have that have really been positively impacted by my account. And I feel bad for those individuals and the amount of love and amount of messages that came through when I posted that I'm leaving was just so much love. And so many people saying, I've been, you know, you're one of the few people that I follow. I watch you for inspiration as a mother, as a business owner. Just, I love you so much. Like, please don't go. And it hurts me. It hurts me to let go of these connections and those people that you really don't know, because you're just living your life and sharing it on social media. You don't know the impact you have on the other side. And a lot of people do express it, but a lot of people don't. And it's unfortunate. It's so unfortunate. And one DM said it best. They said, you know, I know that the negative ones are loud, but the positive ones, I mean, it were a lot. There's a lot of positive feedback on your account. Like, we all love you. It, unfortunately, it's the negative ones that are loud, but they're small. You know, it's a small amount. And it's true. It is the negative ones that are loud. And it does, you know, wash out everything else. I had a friend message me and she said something that really stuck with me. I'm gonna find it in my phone and share it with you guys. She said, my grandpa said, even a drop of dirt in a sea of water gets the water dirty, something along those lines. And I was like, wow, that just hit so strong. And it's unfortunate. And actually, the messages that people sent me that said, I've been following you for years, you're my biggest inspiration, was the first message they've ever sent me. And they've been following me for like 7-8 years. I'm like, why is this the first time you're sending a message? So honestly, you guys, if you want to keep on social media, just follow the people that inspire you, follow the people that make you happy and make your day. You learn something from, I've been saying that from like the first podcast, and I always say that. But let them know. You have no idea how much you make their day, because the negative ones are loud, you know, and the positive ones get drowned. So if you love something someone's doing, sharing content, let them know. It really encourages them and motivates them to move forward. And I have a few friends that said, why do you let them get to you? Don't let them get to you. You know, you've been doing this for a long time. You should have thick skin and you should... It's not about that. First of all, you know, you have no choice as an influencer to have thick skin. And yes, I've been in this for almost 15 years. You better believe I have thick skin. You want to comment on my eyebrows? You want to comment on my outfit? You want, you know, those things, it really doesn't bother me whether you think I'm pretty or not, whether you like my makeup or not, whether you like... I don't mind those things. These things don't get under my skin. I don't mind it. But today it's a lot deeper than that. It's really ugly. It's really deep. And they hit you in your weak spots, your family, your life as if they know you, your characteristic as if they know you. You know, if somebody might be following you for 1 month and you say something and they just tear you, but this person has not been following you for years to know that There's a like backstory. There's a whole person here that you have no idea about. So it got deeper and deeper, and you can have as much thick skin as you want. I don't want to have, in fact, I don't want to have thick skin anymore. I'm human. I have emotions. I want to feel. You are taught as an influencer not to feel, and I want to feel. But I don't want to feel from people who don't know me. The only opinions that matter to me are the people that are really in my life and the people that really know me, because they can have an opinion about who I am, what I'm doing with my life. So it's not that, don't let them get to you. It's not that the negatives get to you. I just don't want to be exposed to it anymore. I don't want to be a part of that life anymore. I have been working on myself spiritually, mentally, emotionally. I've been working on myself, and it's an everyday work. For, I want to say a little after my cat was born, the books that I read, I've shared a lot of it with you, a lot of motivational books, self-help books. And for the past, I want to say, you know, 6 months or more, actually, I want to say for the past year, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I read constantly, and it's an everyday work to try to make yourself a better person mentally, emotionally. Just, we should all aspire to be good people, but it's an everyday work because, of course, life gets in the way. So here I am working on myself every day. I put down my phone when I need to. I read my books. I have some presence with my kids, and I do my focus, and then I pick up the phone. And if I scroll through social media and I look at people's stories, I look at the fights, I look at the dramas, I look at the scandal, and you cannot help but get pulled in. And it's just constant and constant. So while I'm trying to make myself mentally stronger, I go on and I'm just, oh, it's depressing being on it. And yeah, you can unfollow as many people as you want. Just my newsfeed. I was the day I decided to delete my account, as I'm in my stories, of course, there's a scandal going on, and you know, one of them was part of me, and then there's more scandals going on, and I'm swiping in stories, and I see a big influencer angry reposting about someone calling her disgusting for showing how she does manual pump for breastfeeding her children. So she's angry. Then there's a post about another influencer that I follow. She's with her baby, and someone said something about her baby, and she was angry, said, "Don't ever put my baby's name in your mouth again." Like, it's just every swipe, I was like, what is going on? Everyone is angry. And when I say everyone, again, it's the loud negative ones. And I know, and I said it in my post, and I continue to say, like, I know that my followers, my true followers, have been the most supportive of me. And I mean, they've shown me in more ways than I could ever explain. But it's just not a happy place to be. And if I'm going to expose myself to that every single day of my life, if I'm going to expose my mind to this, then I'm having a hard time focusing on the stuff that really matter to me in my life. And what really matter to me is my real relationships, my children and their school, and my husband, and not being on my phone all the time. And even my husband, he was, you know, he had my kids' account on his phone, and he would just scroll, you know, just newsfeed, and we don't follow anyone. He doesn't see anything, but, you know, you can't help but sometimes you're sitting there both scrolling, and we're like, what are we doing? And so he asked me to delete the app from his phone too. And simultaneously, I had booked a weekend getaway this weekend, and about a month ago, and we were both on the way there listening to an amazing podcast the entire road. It was a 3-hour podcast. We got there. We had nothing to look for in our phones. I'm not opening my phone. He has nothing to, like, we're just, okay, like, actually sitting down on the sand playing with our kids. Like, it's just a different life. And I don't remember a life before social media. How scary is that? I mean, since I started to grow in my career and personally, I've been on social media sharing my life, every part of it for 15 years, and I don't remember my life before it. And that's so scary. So these past few days have been so liberating. And people ask me, will you be back? Will you be back? And I'm like, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'll be back in the future, at least not for a year. I need this time to myself and I need this time for my family. And it's just, I mean, I don't expect everyone to understand this decision, but know that I am a happier person without that platform. And, a few months ago, I want to say about 7-8 months ago, I was on my phone and I opened my Facebook. I hardly ever go on Facebook anymore. I open my app maybe once every year. So I go on Facebook and I had this urge to clean it out because I'm not using it anymore. So I used to, like I said, accept every single friend that would send a friend request. I started deleting everybody from my account. Unless you're related to me or you're my close friend, everyone was deleted, nothing personal, and I've always said, it's what you decide to do with that is yours, nothing personal. So I deleted everyone. I was left with 65 quote unquote friends on Facebook, and there were family, cousins from all over the world. I posted in my newsfeed, I said, oh my God, I just deleted over 2,000 people from my personal Facebook. And it feels so good to have this private space to actually chat and share images and communicate with people that I personally know. I was like, wow, you guys, hey, how is it going? This feels so good. I don't remember. I never had this before. And, I guess I been wanting to do this for a while. So I did that on Facebook and it felt so good. And I just cleaned it up and it was so nice to have something private. And I would always tell my husband, I can't wait until the day where I delete my Instagram. But I can't imagine doing that. I cannot do that. It's tied to my job, my cosmetics brand, now my skincare. I can't. But I can't wait for the day. I can't wait for the day. I would tell my husband all the time. And when I made the decision to delete it, I came home. I was like, I'm deleting my. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm deleting. He's like, okay. Is that not going to affect your business? And I was like, oh, maybe it might, but my sanity at this point is more important. And it goes back to, encouraging people to live a job they love to do. And it was one of those things. It's like, but I'm not happy. I want to leave this job. So, we chatted a little bit. He was like, okay. All right, let's do this. And he's like, actually, you haven't really been here this week. I'm like, no. He's like, mentally, you have not been here this week. I'm like, no. He's like, I don't remember a time you were not on your phone. I was like, no. So I deleted. I put my phone down. I was like, what do I do? The first thing I did is I had a salt bath. And I felt like I was like birthed again. It was just the weirdest thing, you guys. And I went outside. I sat with my kids by the water. We played with, it was just, not that I wasn't doing that stuff with my kids before, but it was very hard to be present because I'm always active on social media. So I'm always like opening my phone, like every hour, what's going on? Just now I'm like, this is so nice. And even with my husband, he's like, this is so nice. So that's where I'm at, guys. That was very hard to go deep into on social media. And obviously people who are not interested in the story would not be here on my podcast anyway. But that's what ultimately led me to this decision. Was the recent scandal part of it? Yeah. What that taught me was it's a scary place. Social media is a scary place when you're showing every aspect of your life. And like I said, I show every aspect from my home to, my kids' activities and showing them all the time. Like it's, to me, it's such a, fun post, like share, connect, it's a uplifting, fun thing to do. Little do I know that there are going to be people who are not going to enjoy seeing that. And not only are they not going to enjoy seeing that, they're going to go out of their way to make sure they hurt you in some way or another. And that's what scared me. I'm like, I really don't know who's out there. I really don't know who's watching. And so, could I be doing this more professionally in the future? Yeah, but the whole point of my personal Instagram was to connect with people. And if I can't connect with them, what am I doing? I'll just be on my business pages. And that's kind of what led me to this decision. But I definitely wanted to go in depth and explain to
those of you who are interested in hearing the story of why I decided to close an account with close to 1 million followers. Do these numbers mean something to me? No. It was more of the quality of the people following versus the numbers. And those of you who are trying to grow on that account, on that platform, will learn that and realize that as you get to it. And so I'm here. I'm still going to be doing my podcast. I want to do things and share parts of, you know, business or, you know, interviews or whatever that I find value in now. So I'm going to be sharing podcasts that have value in it for you, regardless of the people that I decide to interview, whether it's in the social sphere or not. So, connect with me. Leave me comments. Tell me what you guys want to hear or see. I'm still here. I'm not gone from the face of the planet. Maybe I'll do some fun TikTok makeup looks and things like that and just bring it back to how I started this whole thing. Makeup and beauty tips. I love you guys. I'm still here. I have not disappeared. And thank you so much for all your support. I am forever, forever grateful for you.